After years of deficits and service cuts, Parker says the 2015 budget reflects a healthier system.
We believe we now are fiscally sustainable, changing business practices for the good.
Beginning next week, weekday wait times for trains moving through the heart of Atlanta will be cut in half to just 5 minutes. In addition, there will be shorter wait times for more than 15 bus routes. Other improvements include reopening some station bathrooms, better lighting on the platforms, and a more visible police presence.
New police officers, new safety agents, and a couple of other positions where we have really held back on hiring people, we're now going to be in a more vigorous hiring mode.
Prior to Parker's arrival in 2012, MARTA was projected to run annual deficits of at least $25 million. Since then, Parker has cut millions in costs by eliminating positions, refinancing bonds, and slashing spending at the agency's IT department.
The reason why we were able to balance the budget wasn't because we went out and got lots of new tax dollars. It's that we cut and cut and cut.
In the future, Parker expects additional savings by cracking down on people who ride the system but don't pay the fare. Today, the MARTA board begins a 3-day stretch of public meetings on the budget at its Buckhead headquarters. The board is expected to vote on the budget June 5th. Parker's handling of the agency has won him praise from both sides of the aisle, including the Republican chair of MARTA's Legislative Oversight Committee. He hopes the momentum helps MARTA expand to Clayton County, which is considering restarting bus service for the first time since 2010. Last week, Parker made his case directly to Clayton commissioners.
My assumption is at this point is that they're going to want much more bus service than what they had before because they weren't satisfied with what they had before.
Clayton commissioners have until July 7th to decide whether to allow a countywide vote on permanently joining MARTA. Jonathan Shapiro, WABE News.